here's some things that will hinder your faith. And you might want to write them down. I just get a list of them. And I'm going to deal with as many as I can today. And see, these things will hinder your faith. Doubt. Unbelief. Fear. Wavering. Lack of knowledge. Wrong thinking. So you can go study this for yourself. I'm giving you a list. Wrong thinking. Not maintaining your confession of faith. So you start out when you feel real good, then when things just kind of pressure kind of come, you back off your confession. Not mixing faith with your words when you hear it. Like I'm preaching some word today and you won't mix any faith with it. Okay. Mental accent. You just hear it and get happy and just mentally agreeing with it. And running with the wrong crowd. You hang around the wrong folk, they'll talk you out of your faith. Then you get in all this trouble, and then you want to blame God and blame your neighbor, blame other races of people, and you say all kind of stuff. If it wasn't for them old folks, I wouldn't be in this. No, the people ain't got nothing to do with you. You are your own problem. They wouldn't let me have that job. Can't nobody keep you from getting a job you qualify for. Put your faith on and say, that's my job. Well, who gave that testimony last Sunday? Wasn't you, Miss Loreen? This lady said there was a job, and they said the department's closed down. Ain't no job. Did she get the job?
Yes, she did.
Who do you think you're serving? Who do you think God... He don't tell me what I can't have when God have created everything and some man gonna tell me I can't do it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, the word says, this is what the word says in Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Ten 17 says what? So then faith cometh by hearing. And then it says, and hearing by the word of God. And look at verse 8. So then, this is what Paul said in verse 8 of that same chapter. Let me get there. 10:8. Romans 10:8. But what saith it? Now listen to this. Listen to this real good. But what saith it? Oh, what did the scripture say? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thine heart. That is what kind of word? Come on, y'all. Okay, can we get it up there? That is what? That is the word of faith. What is he saying? That the word of God, let me see, can we break this down? The word of God is filled with the faith of God. Now listen to this statement. Jesus is the living word. The written word is talking about the living word. Everything this word says, there's a living word. There's the living word have proved. And sitting at the right hand of God where he proved everything God said was true. He came here in flesh and did it. So listen to this. That is a word of faith which we preach. Why is that? Because that is the only, you know, why is it that the word is in, faith is in the word? Why is that? This is why. Because that is the only way that you can find faith. That's why you go to the word. That's the only place faith can be found. I'm going to say it again. The only place you can find faith in God is in his word. You can't imagine it. You can't go to a Sears & Roebuck and find it on the shelf. You can't go out in the woods and stumble upon it. And my brother and I, y'all don't laugh at us. Mama and daddy didn't tell us the truth. And we asked them the question, where did baby come from? They said, we get him out of rotten stump. I can't tell you how many rotten stumps we kicked over. They shouldn't have put us through that, but we went through it. We were looking for a baby. That's what they told us. So you're not going to kick over a rotten stump and find the word. So if you know where faith can be found, are y'all in the house?
Yes, sir.
If you know where faith can be found, now why are you not going to find it? And if you know that faith pleased God, you know that's the only way you're going to get anything from God. If you know that God has everything you need, now why would you avoid? It ought to be your diligent search. It ought to be our diligently search and thirst and hunger. We ought to be so filled and so thrilled and so hungry. God, because he said, there's nothing good outside of God. Amen. Satan only make you think it's good. Amen. Through feeling, through sight. And you can see many have been fooled through that realm. They laugh. You take the guy that he talks into going crazy and starts shooting up people. He never comes to a good end. Never. I mean, you see it all the time. Now, what about the guy that went berserk and killed all those people and 26 people. Now, how is he faring now?